Stock, this is Rick trading on Sonia Robay. Sonia, S-O-N-I-A, S as in Sam. S-O-N-I-A, Sonia. Robay is R-O-B-E-Y, R as in Robert. R-O-B-E-Y, B as in boy. Robay, Sonia, S-O-N-I-A. Date of birth is 7/9. I'm sorry. Date of birth is 7/9/1944. Date of visit 6/30/25. Next copy for Samuel Dunlop. D-U-N-L-O-P. D-U-N-L-O-P. A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Dear Sam. Thank you for sending Sonia Robay for primary evaluation. Next, has present illness. This is a 80-year-old lady who has had a cough with whitish sputum production. Was recently sent for a chest CT, which showed multiple bilateral pulmonary nodules, the greatest being in the left lower lobe, measuring 8 millimeter period. The largest being 12 millimeter in the left lower lobe. The patient was sent for a PET CT on 5/28/25. The PET CT reportedly showed a 12 millimeter nodule in the left lower lobe with the SUV of with the SUV of 3.1, suggestive of malignancy. The patient was advised to go for a biopsy of the nodule. Period. The patient has a cough and denies myoptosis. She has had some weight loss recently. Denies fever sigils. No night sweats. And denies any leg swelling. She had a PFT done on can you please change that? The patient has not had any PFTs. Next up. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of C-spine fusion at C4 to C6. She also has had bilateral knee replacement surgery. She had surgery on her thumbs for tendon repair and has had cataracts replaced. the patient has hyperlipidemia, and no issue of diabetes. Or can you please add in the first paragraph, the patient had a PFT done in September of 24, which showed an FEV1 of 94% and FEV1 / FVC percent is 65. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient denies any smoking, and she does not drink alcohol. She has been exposed to secondhand smoke in the past. Next, family history. Father died of a stroke, and mother died of old age. Next paragraph. Med list included famotidine 40 milligrams BID, Prolia 60 milligram every 6 months, propranolol 60 milligrams daily, temazepam 15 milligrams HS-PRN. Next, system review. The patient has had some weight loss. No fatigue, she denies glaucoma. She had cataract surgery. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. No urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. No hay fever, but has shortness of breath and cough. She has heartburn, no diarrhea, no palpitations. And she denies any leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. And she does have easy bruising, and she has joint pains, muscle stiffness. She has headaches, no memory loss, and she has no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallid cyanosis, clubbing of perforedema. Blood pressure is 130/70, pulse is 75, respiration is 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 119, saturation 96. HEND abnormal cephalic pupils are reactive. Thing is moist, nasal because the mattress throat is clear. Next, supplement bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements, decrease excursions, and no crackles or wheezes on either side. Heart, the arteries are irregular, as one of S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial is grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, patient number 1. Left lung nodule. Rule out malignancy. Yeah, number 2 is history of hyperlipidemia. Number 3, degenerative arthritis. And next next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised that a bronchoscopy with ion and biopsy of the lung nodule will be arranged, as well as the EBUS bronchoscopy. The patient will use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs TIDPRN for shortness of breath. The coagulation profile and CBC will be ordered. The potential risks of the procedure, including bleeding pneumothorax and or respiratory failure, were discussed. And a follow-up will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Samuel Dunlop, D-U-N-L-O-P, A-P-R-N, and a copy for Dr. Manganon, Patrick Manganon, P-A-T-R-I-C-K, Manganon, M-A-N-G-A-N-O-N, Manganon, M-D. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.